Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, April 5th, 2020. Today he is reminding us how essential it is that we be ourselves. Stop trying to shut yourselves out from reality. With the COVID-19 pandemic very much on people's minds, I would like to offer some loving guidance to assist you in coming to accept what is occurring so that you do not become unduly fearful or anxious. As you know, the collective awakening of humanity is divinely assured, and your task is to continue to be love in every moment, because this greatly assists this magnificent divine event in its unfoldment precisely as divinely planned. You are love, so all you have to do is to be yourselves. That means to let go of or release the personas or masks, your professional personal face that you present in the workplace, or the regular adult face that you present in other interactive situations, and also the 5 to 8 year old emotionally reactive child within that explodes occasionally without warning, that you normally present as yourselves when meeting with or in any way interacting with others. In other words, be the you that you know yourselves to be. Loving, caring individuals who truly delight in knowing that you are alive and who also delight to see others alive and well. It takes no effort, just total self-acceptance without judgment of any kind, just as Mother, Father, God totally accepts you. When you do this, you will truly meet and interact with real people, other beloved children of God, because others will respond to you in like manner, revealing their true selves, instead of in the more regular and cautious fashion that you all mostly experience from others in your normal daily lives. To be alive is to be in joy, but very many of you choose to focus on what you dislike or even abhor in your lives, and this leads immediately to dissatisfaction, often intense dissatisfaction, so that the true and ever-present joy of life is hidden from you by your engagement with thought processes that have absolutely nothing to do with the present moment. Therefore, set the intent frequently throughout the day to be aware, to be conscious, and to observe and engage with the wondrous miracle that is your life in this ever-present now moment. Life has a purpose, namely, to know God. As humans in form, and being severely limited by that form, to know God seems to be beyond the bounds of possibility, especially when to know God means to be constantly aware of being at every moment in His presence. A few have come very close to that knowing and have shared their experiences as best they can within the limitations of language so that others may understand what is readily available to them and then also seek to share in that most wondrous experience. You all believe in God and seek ways to commune with Him through prayer, meditation, and contemplation. And doing this regularly with unforced intent does strengthen your faith, while at the same time leading you to understand quite clearly that your life's purpose is to know God. When that purpose is clear to you, it becomes much easier to behave only lovingly whatever may arise, and when you do this, you find yourselves meeting love in many delightful and unexpected places, further strengthening your faith. To awaken is to know God, and your awakening is drawing ever closer as you gently release your needy grasp on the unreality of the material world, the world that is constantly presenting you with myriad distractions as the egoic freight train of thoughts runs almost continuously through your brains, dispersing worrisome thoughts about unlikely possibilities that might happen to you if you are not careful and at the same time adequately prepared. Your egos, building on the fears that have already been established within you during growth from infancy to adulthood, encourage you to maintain a supply of products that you firmly are convinced are absolutely essential for your survival, further distracting you from living the miracle that is life in joy and gratitude. All this groundless fear needs to be seen, recognized, faced, and released, thus opening your hearts to allow love to fill them. Hearts filled with love are, of course, totally fearless, except when fear is momentarily required to bring your attention to an immediate threat that has to be dealt with in that precise moment, such as a vehicle bearing down upon you unseen as you cross the street. The current pandemic is demonstrating very potentially that, in spite of the present very temporary need for social distancing, that there is no such state as independence, that there is only interdependence on one another and, of course, on the earth, without which there would be no possibility of life in human form. But this is not a codependent relationship. It's a relationship of sharing, caring, and engaging with life through one another and with the earth that so lovingly supports you all in full acknowledgement of the oneness of all in God. Therefore, in these unsettling times, it is essential that you focus regularly every day on your unbreakable relationship with Mother, Father, God, Source, Love, the divine field of energy in which all that is created has its eternal existence in joy-filled bliss. You are one. God delights in you, and without you and you, God would be incomplete, but God, who is absolute perfection, is always complete. So, to reiterate very firmly, be the love that you are, and judge no one. Judgment is always self-judgment, no matter what form it may appear to take. So why would you attempt to be in conflict with God, who loves all and judges none? Stop trying to shut yourselves out from reality through negative judgments of self or others, and instead claim your love, the love of self that is an absolutely essential aspect of our all-inclusive one divine nature, and then, in doing so, experience the joy and bliss that is God's eternal gift to all of creation, by offering it constantly to self and to all others. Your loving brother, Jesus.